This is Notes from a Native Daughter. I am Sol Daniela. My guest today, I have two amazing women, Judith Mann and Beatriz Ramos, creative workers, creative leaders, writers, thinkers, artists. They've created a social media platform for painting, for drafting, Dada. And the website is dada.nyc. Go to Dada and look at the beautiful art that's coming from, God, all over the region, right?
All over the world.
All over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So let's backtrack. Thank you for the time and the hour and the space.
Thank you for hosting us. It's so thrilling to talk to you
today. So let's talk art. In this very arid climate, people are wondering, why are all these invaders in the USA? Why are all these people here? And we're part of that. And maybe a little bit of, like, how do you come to stay here? And also you, Beatriz, and then create, you know, Dada somewhere in there.
Yeah, well, for me, I'm from Venezuela, and I came 20 years ago, 20 and a half years ago, and basically I went to school for art, and it seemed to me that New York was the place to be and to grow, and it has been amazing. You know, this is nothing like New York, and it's just a school of every day, so yeah, so that's all I needed.
And in my case, it was more for personal reasons. At the time, I was married to an American. I met him in Mexico, and we had to move to New York. But I have to say that had always been a dream of mine, to live in New York. And when I moved here, I realized that this was my home. Immediately, I felt really at home, because this is a place where nobody really cares who your family is or where you went to school or... Here I was one of many people who were from different places, and it was very liberating. And I mean, I felt really at home from the minute I set foot in this city.
It's true that we sometimes talk that New York has that thing that you can be anonymous, but at the same time, you're welcome from the very first day. So you're home.
It's a paradox.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful one. I don't think mm-hmm. there's any other city that you can get that.
Yeah. So how do you think Dada now is sort of reflects you, if you were to, like, throw the pebble on the lake and look back? Does it connect somehow?
Well, in my case, it's been really surprising, because I am not an artist. I am a writer. And when Beatriz told me, it was her idea, Beatriz is the founder, and she told me about this idea of having a platform where, like, people who could draw, artists could connect. And then she started talking about people should draw on the platform. I thought it was really an amazing thought. At the beginning, actually, it was more like a portfolio kind of thing for artists. Like, we wanted to create a community of artists like Beatriz, who are illustrators or, you know, animators who have experience working kind of commercially. But then she really insisted that a platform for artists needed to have artists creating. And I always supported what you know, this vision in a way, although at the beginning, me and the CTO that we have, the chief technology officer, we would look at each other and go, why do people need to draw? We don't understand. But Beatriz, being the artist, insisted, and being the founder and an artist, we deferred to her, because we knew she knew what she was talking about. So... if I look at, I come from advertising. I made a career as a writer in advertising for many years here in New York. And so if I look at Dada now, I'm very proud of having landed in this space, because I can use what I learned to about how to communicate to people efficiently and successfully. But Dada is such a liberating place as well, because it's really not about ads. It's not about commercials. It's not about. It's really about self-expression. Mm-hmm. And I'm very, very, I'm very happy to be there and to help people understand that they can express themselves and thrive.
It's so important. So what do you have to say to that?
Well, for me, it's just natural, right? Natural in many ways. As an artist, you know, you always want to, that's what I want to do. That's what I always done, communicate visually and creatively. And I felt that there was a lack of a space like that. So I was thinking, like, well, if Facebook was made by artists, how would that look like? Right? Like, how do you do a status update? How do you respond to somebody? And that was the start of it. So it's natural for me. And also, the other side is, like, I'm an artist, but I'm also an entrepreneur. So it was also not a natural step to go from having a, you know, company, an animation studio, a more traditional type of company, into this tech world, where you could really build a community. And if that community is of artists, then, you know, that's my tribe. So.
And what kind of, I guess, language and communication style do you develop with people that you meet when you first meet them through paintings?
Well, it's an amazing thing. Because, you know, when we started doing this, I knew that there has to be a way of communicating visually, in meaning like actual communication, right? Not just like putting out some artwork and having people like it or commenting, but actually communicating visually. So what we do is I make a drawing, and anyone around the world can reply to that drawing. They're thinking, they are listening, you know, quotes. They're seeing interpreting what I'm trying to say, and they're responding to that. So we knew that there was a possibility to do that, and it has never been done, really. It's close to a Squeezie corpse, but Squeezie corpse, you're not seeing, it's a game, so you're not really seeing what the other person drew until the end. Here you are responding to that. So, and we knew that, being storytellers, that we could make it so that the narrative would move forward. So that's what we did. We created a place where that was possible. What we didn't know was the extent to which that communication is actually very profound, very deep, deep. So you create really deep connections. When you have, if I spend 3 hours on a drawing, and then you come and you look at the drawing, and that drawing moves you and moves you enough so that you come and you spend another 3 or 4 hours responding to me, it's very powerful. It's like a love letter. That's why I see it. And also, it's like you never know what the other person is going to respond. So it's always a surprise, and it's always a beautiful surprise no matter what they draw. Mm-hmm.
But we don't impose any language, you know, like people come there with whatever skills, imagination, talent, need for expression that they have. And the beautiful thing is that they do it, they draw however they want. And sometimes somebody may respond to that. And it's just really like this blossoming. Some, we have artists that are extremely proficient, like professionals, you know, people who have real skills. And we also have people who are very, you know, like natural artists. They never went to art school. But they have this great sense of expression and composition and color. We have all kinds, and they draw together. You know, it's like some very proficient artist may answer the drawing of somebody new who just got in, and then Bea may answer and somebody else may answer. So the beautiful thing is that it really transcends language. Mm-hmm. We have people from Latin America drawing with people in Italy or in England. And in the end, even though we have like there's a space for commenting and talking to each other and stuff like that, it's really not necessary, because whatever they are saying, they're saying it with the art, no, with the drawing.
And also, it feels like very positive. It feels like love. So you sort of connect with the other person as you get to know them more. You connect with them. It feels like friendship. So an interesting thing happened that I just went after a year and a half of drawing with, you know, some of our power users, we call them, right? The ones that are more active in the platform. Went to Chile, where there are three of them. Three of our most active users are from Chile. I went there for New Year's, spent a week with them, never met them before. And it was an incredible experience because we all felt the same thing. We felt that we were friends already, as if you have...
That's our dog, Petra.
As if we knew each other forever.
Forever.
If we went, to art school together or something like that. And we spent the week just drawing live and drinking wine and talking. But there was no... From day one, it felt that we knew each other. And that's just through drawing.
Yeah, I wanted to say that even I look at the platform. I, you know, sometimes curate stuff. We take some drawings, we put them on our Facebook page. And, you know, I am aware of these power users. I don't draw that often. But even I, who don't draw with them, I feel like I know them somehow. And Bea says I had never met them before, and it kind of... That kind of bounces off of my mind because I'm thinking, it feels like we've known them forever. It feels like we really know these people. They have created these friendships that now when you look at how they talk to each other on Dada and sometimes even on Facebook, they seem like they've known each other for years. So that's one of the things that was kind of a surprise.
That was surprising
to us.
Yeah.
The level of kind of intimacy. And one of the things that Bea says that I really think is true is that when you draw, there's really no room for like trolling or bullying. Or I mean, some people can use that, and we haven't had that, by the way, but some people could use that to, you know, express that kind of thing. But when you draw, you're engaging everything. You're engaging your imagination, you're engaging your skill sets, you're engaging, you know, your creativity. So it's both your conscious mind and your subconscious mind, like in every act of creation. So what happens is that people are very true in a way.
It's raw.
They're raw. It's true. Even if you draw a little flower or a little whatever, a little smiley face,
you never know what that's gonna lead to, and it's a beautiful thing.
So that is we're very proud of that, and I think Bea somehow maybe instinctively knew that this is how it is because she's an artist and she knows how it feels like. But when we look at Dada today, where there's a backlash against social media a lot right now because people spend hours and hours and hours on Facebook or Instagram and they enjoy it and they're giving likes or they're posting stuff. But sometimes at the end, they don't feel satisfied. It's a little bit like junk food. You know, you give a big bite to the hamburger and it's very delicious at the beginning. But at the end, you feel, well... Was it really satisfying? Or some people feel it's a, you know, Facebook can be a time suck. You know, you're there and you're engaging and you are learning about other people, but it's not actively creative.
Right. And nowadays it's actually hard for people to be on social media because of everything that is going on, right, around us. So it's not, and it's a lot, there is a lot of trolling and there is a lot of negativity. And when you're doing something creative with others, it just doesn't happen.
Mm. Yeah. One of the things that you know, we have heard from our users that a couple of them were complaining that they were kind of hooked to Dada and they needed to get on with work or stuff, but they couldn't because they were so happy drawing and waiting for somebody to respond. But we have never heard anyone say, this is a waste of time, I want to get off, you know, because the moment that somebody starts drawing, they're doing something creative. So that's...
It's also therapeutic, right? Like you feel like there's like a
physiological
thing that happens too. That is like you, when you're doing something creative, like drawing, your mind is like meditating, right? And you're creating something. So at the end, you come up with something that you may be proud of, and it just feels good.
Sure.
Afterwards.
No, it's very poetic. I got... It doesn't surprise me that it would have, you know, relayed into all of these feelings and sensations and expressions at all.
It's very, I mean, it's also very, like, the unconscious part. Like, you can't see when people are depressed, where mm-hmm. they're sad, where they're happy. Sure. You see everything because you're not, we made it in a way that people could, like, it's really, it's not about the art. It's really about the expression. So they're just...
The interesting thing is that sometimes we do have creative drawing challenges every day. And sometimes topically right. we use like
today
maybe like...
A, what's her name? The palindrome?
The palindrome, yeah. It's been there for a while.
I was trying to look for a palindrome.
But like for instance, on Martin Luther King's birthday, uh-huh. we had one and people can follow it up. So we can do that, but... But what is really another of the, I think, surprises is that we didn't know, for instance, that, like, we have one of our most popular drawings and is a drawing about, that started with a flower, right? Some woman in the United States drew a very simple flower on a black background. And then the next person drew, for some reason, like, an indigenous person from the Amazon or somebody who looks like a native Amazonian. And then this sequence was this incredible sequence about native people and, you know, the most incredible, almost storytelling of these native people who lived in the jungle and then the conquistadors came. Now, this was completely spontaneous. Nobody talked to each other and said, now I'm going to do this or now I'm going to do right. that. What was amazing to me is that people respected intrinsically, like the woman drew with a black background and the next person respected that style. They didn't go and do a Snoopy or like, you know, something else. They went, okay, instinctively, I'm going to follow this and build it mm-hmm. so that the whole thing, if you look at it, it almost looks like it was made by the same person. Mm. And we have dozens of actors, of artists.
Yeah,
it's
amazing. A miracle.
It's amazing.
Yeah, because it's people from different countries and they have never met each other. And it's like spontaneous. Like you don't, there's no directive, there's nothing.
What an interesting, I guess, lesson. Interesting is not the right word, but what a lesson, no?
Yeah. It teaches us a little bit. It tells us, you know, I'm on social media all day long. With what's going on today, it's amazing to me. Facebook used to be the place where you saw somebody's nephew and somebody went to Rome and ate this pasta.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm here and we're all bragging about our different things. And now, at least in my little bubble of liberal New York, it's all... apocalypses and doom and people like tearing their hair out and resistance and
I am
of course and so am I. So am I
can't believe people don't talk about it
yeah like, but at the same time I'm like it has changed the tenor of this page
yeah.
has changed so much that like sometimes it's exhausting, sometimes it's emotionally draining
yeah.
right. And the thing about Dada is that even, I think, if in the worst moments and, you know, people will use this to... We have had some drawings about Trump and stuff like that. But it will always be about this place where you can safely express yourself, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
And where you can do whatever you want and people will answer or not. So it feels like a very safe... and a very warm place. And we are, whatever we have done
we're committed to keep it that
yeah.
way.
Of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's part of your vibe, the what you give out, you know, what you want to offer. You know,
mm-hmm.
it has that very inviting and welcoming sort of land.
And open
mm-hmm.
at the same time,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
It really has been... A fantastic learning curve in terms for me because you know it's a startup, it's a tech company, you know, all of this stuff
yeah.
but also in terms of looking at an alternative way for people to communicate, you
sure.
know, and how people really express themselves and how we can change the way we express ourselves in a way without censorship, but like instead of all this stuff that where liberals and Republicans are like killing each other verbally, you know, we're saying you're an idiot and you're a moron. Well, this is a place where you in order to say stuff like that, you know, you have to say something else, because the moment that you engage withdrawing, it requires a little bit more commitment and thought and feeling.
It's like you said, it's more like talking in poetry. Mm-hmm. So even if you're saying something horrible, it's still poetry, yeah. Right? So yeah. So even if the darkest thing that you have inside have to come out, it's still going to come out in a beautiful way. And that is important.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because it's part of what people are expressing.
Yeah. Their fears. We have a lot of... Well, we have many people who have told us that they came to the when they were in a moment where they were depressed, and it helped them get out of it.
Yeah,
and that is, you know, very powerful.
Mm-hmm. But also, you're talking about resistance, and I think that inherently, even without us actually articulating how this resistance should be, I think that Dada is inherently a tool for resistance in the sense that it's giving a voice and a place for artists, you know? And right now, there seems to be like this... In this country, there has always been a suspicion and an anti-intellectual threat, you know, and like, you know, artists are not respected in a way. And so just the fact that there's a place for artists where they can do whatever they feel like and connect with other artists and, you know, create relationships, create collaborations. For us, that is already in itself a tool of resistance, you know?
Well, what is interesting to me about that is that I know, and this might be because I'm an artist or might be that I'm an artist because of this, but I know that I see the world in a very different way than most people around me. So it's important for people to be able to know that there is a place for you, that you are not alone, that and nothing, you know, that the life doesn't have to be binary and things are more fluid and there are more nuances to it. And if you're not thinking exactly the same as society imposed to you, that there is a place for you. Mm-hmm. And I think that for us, for me at least, that's very important.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
we have a guy who is a wonderful artist who is an accountant. We learned that he's an accountant. We have a woman who is a hairdresser, and she's not a trained artist, and she blows us away. We have people who are like, there's
lawyers,
a bodybuilder, or, you know, because the artistic instinct is there and it's natural in people.
Yeah.
It's also like dancing, like, you mentioned dancing. I also think that anybody can learn to dance.
I can so too.
You know, people think they have two left feet.
I'm a trained dancer.
Yeah.
I gave the craft 27 years of my life.
Oh, my God, yeah. Well, it's the same with drawing, see?
It's the like, same.
I remember when you were talking to me and you said there's something about you can't hide when you draw. It's the same thing with dance. Beautiful. I mean, it's... And so I think, for example, as a trained dancer... I'm not trained. I mean, I'm trained in that I can always write about dance. I understand the language, all these things. But what I mean by that is that while I can intellectualize with the language of dance and the vocabulary of dance, there's the dancer that has never been trained, that to me is a natural dancer, a natural mm-hmm. mover, right? And these natural movers are just fantastical, you know?
Right.
They're amazing. They're, like, even better than the most trained ones,
mm-hmm.
in a sense,
right.
You know? Where
yeah.
you're just like, wow, you know, se le sale del poro, tener que sacarlo,
yeah.
And it's
yeah.
it's so...
And then there is the other person who may not be... And may not have the good moves,
yeah.
but he's enjoying
yes,
the act
yes,
so beautifully.
The action, the moment.
Yeah,
they're
so happy of what's doing. And it's the same with drawing. Like,
yeah.
And it's the same with any creative outlet. So that is something that we support, and we're actually we're called Dada. So we are and we are pro the fact that I think everybody should learn to meditate with their kids. Everybody should learn to draw. Everybody should learn music.
Or dancing.
We all should. We all should know how to dance. Some, you know, and play music. It's such a intrinsic part of the being human. Is expression.
It's about freedom too. In the
freedom,
end,
freedom, like, expression.
It's in a way. It's like sex. It's the place where you can be as free as you want. In a way, you know, it's like where you're really free. In your body, in your mind.
But even sex, people are not free.
No, that I
which
know.
Is very
but,
sad.
But when, in its maximum expression, you know, like the song says, you know, you want to love and be loved back.
Right.
And when you get that, you're free.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
But yeah, expressing yourself artistically, whether it's drawing or writing or dancing, it really is your freedom. It's
yeah.
a moment of the most absolute freedom. Where no, and that's what we try to encourage.
Yeah, so you were asking before about how do we see the amateur person
exactly,
that comes
exactly.
to the site, right? So for us, it's like it's a beautiful thing. Like if I'm a you know, I went to school for art, I'm a talented artist, and I've talked about this with other really good artists that we have on Dada, and what happens to us when somebody comes. And we know that they don't know, they're not trained, they've probably never drawn before, and they do something. And for us, it's like almost like when they, you know, they throw you that ball and you have to figure it out. Like, it makes you more creative because you have to really think, okay, so what can I do with this?
Yeah.
And how can I respond in a way that is respectful to the person, to the art, but also that it lifts the art. And for the person who have never done it, what they tell us is that is an amazing experience to actually collaborate with artists, because they always, you know, there's always this surprise, and there's always this and they learn, they
no
copy
lies.
They copy what we do, and well, as we're responding,
they improve too,
and so
mm-hmm.
they get better every day. So it's a beautiful symbiosis when it happens.
Yeah.
So you need to draw, Soldanella, because
I do.
You know, we have all these people that are a little bit intimidated, and really this is the place where there's absolutely no need
to
feel
the community is very, very supportive. Like, you will never find, like, there's like the beautiful thing about it is that everybody understands that it's not about self-promotion, it's not about the art, it's about self-expression. So there's no right or wrong. It's just
mm-hmm.
you. And the more you're out there, the more we get to know you, and the most we love each other. So it's like it's a beautiful.
We have people who just draw on their own. They don't participate in conversations. They just like to make their own drawings. Once in a while, they participate in a conversation. You can be by yourself and improve your style, or just relax, or you can actually
engage.
Be part and engage. So that it's completely free, you know. There's no right or wrong way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it's sort of, you know, it's like a utopia. And I say that in its fullest sense, you know, mm-hmm. like a way to communicate, you know.
But it's like utopias we think that are utopias, but they're actually very achievable.
Yeah.
Right?
Like
you just create the system so
well,
that happens.
Like a space like this
yeah.
where it's an invisible language.
Yeah. And also,
it's very much a language, right?
Yeah, it is a language, but also like think about like, you know what, in the most practical...
It's transmission.
But in the most practical way, we are creating a product, right?
Yeah.
Like we are a tech... It's software.
Mm-hmm.
We are designing this thing, and every decision that you make, it's made so that that happens and not something else.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, for instance, just to give you an example, because it's about collaboration and it's not about your own work and it's not about self-promotion. we don't make it so that we encourage people to compete to each other. We make it so that people collaborate to each other. So
with each other.
Mm-hmm. With each other. So to give you like specific examples, it's like we have a place where you can see who are, you know, the more you draw, the more you do, the more you interact, you gain points. Those points give you some privileges. But if you see, you don't see a ranking, for instance. There is not number one, number two, number three. We can follow people, but we don't show people how many people are following them, because we don't want that to be the thing. We want people to follow whoever they
want. Yeah,
you
don't want that to be an indicator
of nothing.
We don't want it to be competitive.
And also, like, you know,
it's collaborative.
And also, you know, there's a lot of things that are wrong with social media. And I think one of the things is like this, you know, this branding of yourself and this, like, if you have 10,000 followers or 80,000 followers, you're in a different league that those, like, and that means nothing.
Yeah.
Right? So it doesn't mean that you are actually putting out their quality or anything meaningful. So mm-hmm. it shouldn't be about that. It should be about what people are actually, you know, are you contributing to the community? And that's where you actually get the points. So
you get points by participating, but it's not like a lot of people think, because this is such a new thing, and like Bea says, people don't get it because it hasn't been done before and truly nobody else is doing it. So you know, people all the time think, oh, can I upload my stuff? Can I upload my art? And we're like, no. This is, you create the art in the moment, in the platform. You don't upload stuff. You will be drawing there and someone may reply to you with another drawing. So it's really about more spontaneity and about creativity than it is about... you know, oh, this is all I have achieved in my life. Yeah. And this is how great or not great I am, which is cool. And the interesting thing is that, you know, at the beginning we were, you know, Bea started this because as a person who had an animation studio, she needed to solve a couple of problems. One was that she wanted to get more work. And two, she wanted to hire reliable people, and it was very difficult to find artists that she could hire in a way. So at the very, very beginning, we were more about a community to look for artists and you know. But then when it became about drawing, it became more about really expressing who you are. And we opened it. We opened, not that it was never open, but in our minds, or at least in my mind, I always thought about professional artists, and then we said, no, it has to be for everyone. Everyone can, either from all the way to people that have her level of professional, you know, are like a professional artist, all the way to you and me or anyone who wants to draw. And somehow, and we have created with a lot of thought a system in which people who have, you know, no level whatsoever can interact or can live together with people that are at a different stage in their creative, you know.
Yeah, so to that point, to give you a very specific example, is that actually the tools that we have are even more basic than Microsoft Paint, which was like the most basic thing ever. So you have artists that are used to using Photoshop and Painter and Sketchbook Pro and all this amazing software. And we have these crappy tools. Like, they are the most basic basic tools you could ever use. And they do amazing things. And the reason is because there is also a philosophy behind this, which is, let's go back to crayon and paper. Because, you know, when you're digital, one of the problems to me is that you have too much control as an artist. Everything is safe. You never have that moment in which that you have in real life. Then when you are like drawing and or painting, and you're, you know, you have this amazing thing that you've done, and you're so proud that you've done for 3 hours in acrylics, and then you're gonna take this like moment in which you get the brush with paint and you're gonna throw it out there. So you're gonna do this splash over it, And that moment of, like, it can be the end of it, or it can look amazing, that fear disappears when you're doing digital, because you always have the undo, you have the layers, you have all these, like, resources.
You can cover yourself, you know?
So it's never, you never have that fear of just ruining 3 hours that you just did.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's important. I mean, that's where you get the actual expression. So for us, the thing that I we may just take it out, we do have undos, but we don't have layers. We built it. We have it built it, but we never released it. No layers, nothing.
Bea didn't want to have an undo, which is basically you can erase what you just did, because if you screwed up. And she says, I want to take out the undo. And Abraham, our technical officer, who is also a very artistic guy, and I am like, over our dead body, you cannot take that away.
But I think we're going to get there, because what really good artists said is, like, this is so rudimentary, but somebody else did this. And if they did this, then I can do that too.
We had some artists that are very used to all these very sophisticated tools. There was this guy who was, like, an amazing illustrator, super, super, super sophisticated. And he's grumbling, this tool is so shitty, like, this tool is too basic.
I'm not but, coming back, you know, until you
but
fix it.
But he kept drawing and drawing and drawing. So he complained and complained. But I really, you know,
Did you ever tell him this is the way it's
going? No, he knows.
Yeah,
but
he
the
knows.
Thing is, I really appreciate that when Bea explains these things to us, she says, it's okay that the tool is very basic, because that's what makes people...
I mean, it's a very radical thought, right? Because everything is going in the opposite direction. But it's sort of like Snapchat had that thing, right? Like, while everything was in the direction of keeping and documenting everything, they decided that, no, we're going to do something that it disappears, like in real life. So that's what we're doing. It's like real life. Like, how can you get as close as possible of the real experience? Because at the end, if you get to that, then it's going to be about expression. It's not going to be about technique. It's not going to be about skills. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be... And you know also, because we don't have layers, that you know that everyone is starting...
People are the layers.
No, but also it's a level field.
Yeah.
We all have the same tools. We all have the same limitations. And you can see what, you know, everybody does with that. And it's and that's very satisfying. You know, it's very beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Another thing that we noticed that was also kind of surprising is to see how people evolve. You know, they start drawing. It doesn't matter if they're somebody with experience or somebody who is a professional artist. They start experimenting, and at the beginning, all the drawings are very tentative. And then, and particularly in people who may not have the level, it's unbelievable. It's almost like a school, because without having a tutorial or somebody who is teaching you, they improve. It's amazing. You can see it, how, like, by drawing with other people, they improve in many different ways, in the use of color or in the way that, even in just, like, all of a sudden it opens their minds to different possibilities. So it's really amazing to see how people just get better and better and better without having that kind of academic instruction or without that kind of thing.
Yeah, because you're copying. When you're responding to someone, you're actually really seeing what the other person did and how they did it, so that you can be as close as possible to that language. So even for somebody like me who have a lot of experience, I still have to, like, if it's something really graphic and I'm not strong graphically, then I have to really think, how am I going to respond to this? And I learn. So it's a natural process, and it's a playful way of learning.
Yeah. And astute. It has something, you know, it makes you use those parts of your brain that Mm-hmm. If you're not used to that, you have to put in practice.
But also the main thing is the same thing that people does in Twitter, right? Like, what can be? It's not the art in itself. It's like, what can I say that is
in 140 characters or less?
But what can I say that is witty or funny?
Sure, that's, sure.
In a drawing, mm-hmm. Like, what is it that I have there to tell, you know, the community?
And on the side of somebody who uses data to actually, we have a lot of users who don't draw but who enjoy the art. On that side, it is just this incredible gallery of all kinds of stuff. And it's
weird,
amazing.
Stuff and beautiful stuff.
You know, like people who draw, we have artists who draw like everything that you could possibly think of, topics like they start with Star Wars, then they go to Michelangelo, then they do the sun, then there's somebody who does series of cars, but then she does ancient Egypt. And this is somebody who doesn't have a lot of skill, but in her imagination is boundless. Mm. She draws her nightmares and we're like, is that a car hanging from a tree? You know, that kind of stuff.
Wow.
You know, it's so what is lovely, even as somebody who is a browser, let's say, you know, that you can just look at it and have a moment in your day where
so if you're creatively blocked, mm-hmm. it will unblock you.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Where you
won't.
Get ideas, or where you just get out of all this madness to look at some beautiful art.
We have an advisor who is a huge supporter of data, and he's this tech guy, you know, it's like an alpha male who have sold 3 companies
in Silicon Valley.
Managed the public company in Silicon Valley. And he always says that he goes to Dada every time that he's in a bad mood or he's depressed. He goes to Dada and he feels, you know, he just laughs and sometimes cry. And it's like, it's just like makes him happy.
And that's another thing that I really respect, not only from Dada, but also Beatrice. I think she very consciously, somehow as it evolved, we started seeing, well, you don't have to go to a museum or to go see this art that is a gazillion dollars. You can enjoy art in your computer done by people, you know? And so it's kind of democratizing also, not only for the artists who, you know, draw, but also for the audience that, you know, we're really trying. I think the point is that art is everywhere and it's for everybody. And it's not an elitist thing. And, you know, I used to be much more of a snob about art until I started seeing what people do on Dada, you know, where I was like, well, you're no Jackson Pollock, you know. And now I'm like, well, you may not be Jackson Pollock.
But you're making me happy.
But you are doing amazing, amazing stuff every day.
You're making me laugh today. So, yeah. And that is important. That is meaningful.
There are many unsung heroes around the world.
So yeah.
There are many Jackson Pollocks.
And it's also like one of the things is how you give a platform to those people, like exactly mm-hmm. what you're doing, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Like how you recognize those who are doing something special and give them platforms so that they can.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And support them. You know, that's our mission, to support artists.
Yes, mm-hmm. mine too. Mm-hmm. Perfect ending.